When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. For over two decades, my return guest, creative director, special correspondent, and host, Adam Glassman, has been a guiding voice to us all. He's always in my heart, and he's here with us today to explore none other than this year's Oprah's Favorite Things and some stories around the people and the process. What started in a whirlwind of fashion and beauty turned into art directing, styling, and interior design work, landing Adam alongside none other than Oprah Winfrey, and of course, behind yet another year of Oprah's Favorite Things. This year's amazing picks are all available now and can all be seen at Oprah Online and in the quarterly Oprah magazine, which is on newsstands now. Dear Adam, it is so good to have you back and see you.
I am so happy to be here because you're always in my heart. I really appreciate it. And that intro, my God, I've done a lot of stuff in my life.
You really are quite impressive. And you're handsome too. So like you're all that and a bag of nuts.
Well, it's another year. Welcome back to Favorite Things.
I know. Isn't it exciting? I mean, it's that time of year again. And I don't know, the time of gift giving, right? And the focus on family and friends. And this year finally feels different to me.
It does. Well, it went very fast. I have to say, it feels like it was just Labor Day. And especially here in New York, like right after Labor Day, we were like shot out of a cannon, which we had not had that feeling for many years.
Yes.
And so then it went from the beginning of fall and to Christmas. And then someone just said to me, it's almost Thanksgiving. I'm like,
yeah, you can smell the turkey.
Right.
And you know, the thing that was, I think the part that made it different for me was how fast summer went. Like summer was such like after the pandemic and being slowed down, we realized the biggest gift that we have of every gift we could ever get is the gift of time.
Right.
That's the gift that we have. And this year, I feel like the holidays, I really want to savor the time.
Right. Me too. I really want to savor the time and I really want to go on vacation after this.
Yes.
And people have shopped and I'm going to do the same thing that everyone else does. It's take a nice long Christmas, New Year's vacation.
I love that. That sounds perfect. So
although
great.
Chances are knowing me, I'm going to go to my house, lock it.
And you're going to work on vacation.
Phone. And that is my reset because it's always about a reset for me.
Yes. Yes.
Get into like renewal and a new year. And so that is very important for me.
Yes. And new goals and the things that you want to do different, you know, it's a good segue because I was noticing, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the filters, you know, the lens per se of Oprah's Favorite Things, because, you know, I know Made in the USA was important to you guys this year, you know, go Joe Biden, finally bringing back USA manufacturing, right? But like family businesses and, you know, tell us how you determine what to highlight, because it's been a while. And I know it didn't start like we, you know, with a lens, it was just kind of these great things, but give us a little historical of how it works now and why, what's important for about that lens.
Well, it works now in the same way that it's even worked over 25 years.
Okay.
It has to be everything that Oprah herself would either gift to someone, want herself, think is pretty enough, taste, all of that kind of stuff. So she still picks every single solitary thing. But what we have learned over the last few years is that putting focus on small business owners, whether they are family run, BIPOC run, women founded, LGBTQ, it's our thing right now. You know,
yeah.
Like a few years ago, we started with Black owned businesses. Then we sort of shifted to women founded businesses. And now we're really sort of in the entire world.
Yeah.
Small business because
small business.
It really makes a difference to these businesses' lives, truthfully.
Yeah.
And so 80%, over 80% of this list is devoted to small businesses. That's what this list is all about right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of them are made in America because there should be a refocus on brands that are assembled or made 100% here in our yes. country. And I think we learned over the last few years with a global supply chain that we cannot just rely on things coming from right. overseas.
Absolutely.
Companies pivoted.
Yes, 100%. And it's where, honestly, it's like where most of the good stuff is. I'm not trying to take away things from big business, but let's just talk about like the realities. Like we can't get our tech from other places other than Apple, Samsung, right? Like we're beholden to certain things. But when it comes to our body care, our skincare, you know, the clothing that we put on, these hand artisan, you know, small focused businesses that come out of their own personal need, oftentimes, like my own entrepreneurial spirit has come from, or making our lives easier. Like I love the food you guys have on the list. Like that to me is one of the best gifts. Like give me the gift of making my cooking easier and more exciting because I still haven't got over the pandemic of my cooking overcooking thing.
Yeah. And plus people are entertaining more. Now we're yes. getting back together with our family and friends.
Right.
And food always does well for us. And a lot of the food people I found up in the Hudson Valley at different kinds of
incredible
craft fairs and stuff. And so that's really bringing it back home. And then you have to work with people to sort of gear up for a lot of eyeballs on
yes. and the Oprah boom.
Yeah. And selling through our partner, Amazon. A lot of people have never done that before.
Yes.
And then once they get a taste of it, they like it because people are ordering from all over this country, not just in their local area. And they're ordering from all over the world, really.
Yes, exactly. 100%.
And a lot of retailers, believe it or not, find new vendors from our list. So then people start getting calls from buyers at X, Y, and Z stores.
Right. And want to bring it in. And that's the beauty of it because like, it's, you know, and you can keep a small business small even when it gets big. And so some businesses are really genius at doing that. And that's what I love about the list is that you're finding these kind of like diamonds in the rough, so to speak, that really then turn into huge businesses because, and you know, there are people that like Oprah's favorite things launches businesses. I mean, let's quite frankly, it does. And so let's talk about some of the things on the list this time, because I did notice some repeat businesses, which I really love seeing. And I love that I'm so familiar with the list now.
I'm like, wow, Heather, that's amazing. You know what? We're not afraid to repeat businesses.
Yes.
Because a lot of cases, that's why it's called Oprah's favorite things and yes. not Adam's or Gail's. And she likes what she likes. So sometimes we revisit people and go, what new thing do you have? Or they have yes. sent to us an Oprah and she's like, let's save this for the next list.
Right. Like, why would I use anything but 24/7 lip glosses? But now I'm into the new lip glosses, the sticks that were on there that I didn't know about and all the tints.
Like, those are great.
Yes.
Those. Great. They're made here. And they are hand poured in Idaho, and all of the packaging is sustainable.
I mean, and they're just great colors. Okay, so let's kick off with my personal favorite of everything that you had, and these are the Words of Encouragement soap sets. These are the most beautiful soaps that I have ever seen, and I would give these to every single person on my list.
The actual soap itself.
Yes, it's beautiful.
I know.
Beautiful bar.
There's a company called Musi Bath, and they are down in Mississippi. And I think also because Oprah grew up in Mississippi, she was very intrigued by it.
Yes.
But I do want to shout out to Leisha, who is the owner of this company. She makes everything hand-poured and natural, but she works with people who are living with disabilities,
yes.
people who are in recovery, people who live in chronic poverty, and they are employed by her.
So it's sustainable jobs, handmade in the USA, all natural ingredients, words of encouragement, imagine, thankful, hope on each delicious paraben and sulfite free soap. Like, why would you buy something else? Like, that's what I love when you find this for me. Like, they're going to be my soap company.
Yeah. And there's no reason to buy anything else because also all the packaging is done in the United States too. That's the thing. She prints everything here. So it's a woman owned small business and we're very proud of this. We did bath bombs from Musi a few years ago and they did very well last year, in fact. And we were like, okay, people resonate with this.
So, yeah, I really do. It was my favorite thing.
It's great. and also a fun fact is that Oprah loves a big bar of soap.
Yes.
There have been times we brought like smaller ones or travel size. She goes, nope, I got big hands. Devin has big hands. We like to grab onto something. There's nothing worse than when the soap runs out and turns into teeny tiny little soap. So we're always looking for a big bar of soap for the last 20 some odd years that I've been here. And we found it.
You not only found it, but you nailed it. It's beautiful. Words of encouragement. Soap set. I have to say it has to go on every single person's Christmas list. There's someone here for this beautiful box.
And then what else do you have there?
The Body Nanny Eucalyptus Sugar Scrub. Love this.
Gloria Williams is Oprah's foot technician, we like to say, / foot therapist, i.e. manicurist, pedicurist. She has worked with Oprah for many years because she worked at Harpo, the studios at the spa there. And then when Oprah, you know, closed the Oprah show, Gloria moved to California, opened her own business. And this year, her offering is called Body Nanny, which is foaming bath soaks and salts and body scrub. And it comes with this wonderful loofah.
Loofah, beautiful.
It's a really nice set. I'm just so proud of Gloria. She's been on the list 8 years. And now she's opened her own spot in the heart of Beverly Hills. In the heart of Beverly Hills. I know.
Beautiful. And it smells. I mean, you can smell the eucalyptus through the jar. It's just beyond delicious. And I tell you, one thing I just want to say about the feet, it's we overlook it all the time. And it's not just because they look pretty with nail polish on them, but really caring, rubbing your feet. There's so many nerve endings and so much sensory in your toes. That's why like a good pair of slippers are really important too. And I know those are on the list.
We have three different kinds of
three different slippers on the list this year. But let's talk about the Eve of Art puzzle kit.
Oh, from
this is a stress reliever. I love this.
It is a stress reliever. It is beautiful. Believe it or not, you know, like everyone was puzzling during the pandemic, including Oprah and Stedman, which we all were like, did you just do that for a photo? They're like, no. She's like, I am doing a puzzle. I like it now. I'm like, okay. But what I liked about this one is that the jar is so gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
It comes with glue, so you can glue this masterpiece together. And honestly, Caitlin, who started this company, has been on our radar for a few years. Her packaging really is the most gorgeous this year. And she works with women artists. So all of the different imagery are emerging female artists, which she also gives money back to the artists when the puzzles are sold.
Oh, I didn't even know that part. That makes it even better. Now, one thing I want to say about puzzling, though, and games and all that kind of stuff is that one of the things that I noticed, and I think a lot of people have been talking about social media with Bezos and Twitter and the whole nine yards, but I think having a puzzle in your home, a project like that, and especially over the holidays, it's a really good precursor to a New Year's resolution of trying to balance your phone time and your screen time in the family. Like my daughter just got a babysitting gig and the mother said to Ella, is it okay? We really don't have Sid, the kid's name, around electronics. He's only seven. You know, we don't really let them do that stuff. And when you babysit, we really are into projects and things like that.
This one is a fabulous. I know. It's from a brown toy box. And the thing is, for a few years, she has sent me different examples of her work.
Yeah.
And really a shout out to Terry Nichelle, who is the owner of this company. She's based in Atlanta. And her ideas have always been great, but they haven't necessarily made the cut.
Yeah.
This year, she did a puzzle where it was a little more tangible. It is 3 feet. When you put it together, it is 3 feet tall. And they're all brown skin kids in this, in the STEM and STEAM worlds. So what I like is that it allows other brown skin kids to see themselves.
Yes, please.
In the world, because you know, still the toy industry is a little antiquated. Everyone's white. All of the little toys are white. And now there are people that are doing things that are not so white.
And I love this because it's just the size of it is just so fun. And the fact that she made it round, I just thought made it really
very fun. They're very cute. Which one did you get there, Heather?
I got the Don't Krill My Vibe.
Oh, yeah. And it's a robot thing. And this one is, but can you code? And it's like a little girl learning to code which is so important. I hope
they're so cute.
Odor. Yeah.
And I'm going to give the Don't Krill My Vibe to Ella for Thursday when she's babysitting, because it's a great thing to bring over to the child's house.
And you know what I also want to say? That's a good point. These puzzles are not just for Black kids.
No.
Anyone. They are for anyone. I'm going to be buying these for nieces and nephews myself.
They're beautiful. Yeah. And the pictures and the art is so cool. We have to get used to seeing everybody's faces. That's the whole point. Everybody needs to get used to seeing what they look like and what the world looks like.
I agree.
Hallelujah to that. Now let's talk about seeing well, because this is one of my favorite, because, you know, like you, I've been spending less time in the city, more time in the country. And, you know, there ain't a lot of streetlights in the Hudson Valley up here at night. We're counting on the stars. So I love this headlight LED baseball cap because I'm always the one taking out the trash. I don't know how I get stuck with it, but the fact that this baseball cap lights up so easily.
It's so ingenious.
And the quality is really nice.
It's really good. And it's a unisex gift. You can buy it for any gender. It doesn't matter. And yes, you're taking the trash out. Some people are walking their dogs at dusk.
At night.
Or daylight. Or
yes.
Daylight. Some people going out for a run and they needed lights. I have used it in my car. I keep it in my car because when I get home sometimes upstate, I don't have any lights. And
yes.
Just the walkway from my car to the front door, you need a little bit of lights.
Exactly. And that's what these are genius for. You know, I found this company before you guys. I finally found something before you did.
Rocket Nation is the name of the company.
Yes. Thank you. We need to say that for sure. And they did a knit scully with this technology in it. And I bought it for Jonathan when they first did it for getting the wood for us when we're getting the wood in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the stove is stoked and all of a sudden we're like, oh, there's no wood. And so we love it. So now that we have the baseball cap version, I'm just beyond excited.
I know. It's great. And she has been on Favorite Things. So I love Raquel. She's a dynamo.
All right. Well, while we're on the kids kick, I love this. And we're going to just move right to the Jessica Alba's Honest PJ set. Now, she has been known for her and Cash and the kids taking the pictures in the matching PJ sets. And now they've actually turned it into something we can all do, right?
They have. I mean, first of all, are they not the most good-looking
delicious
family?
I know.
I got to say, it's called the Family Jammies, and they're made with all organic cotton, and they're very well-priced. So there's something for a newborn, there's something for a toddler, and mom and dad, and even something for your pets. So your little pooch or your cat could wear a bandana. And it just makes a great photo op Christmas morning.
Amazing. I'm totally wearing ours for Christmas. And they're beautiful and they're all organic cotton. So they're soft and incredible. And don't forget, you guys, when you're buying jammies for toddlers, you want them to fit tight. You want them to have, they're safer when they're snug. When we get older, we can wear them.
Reminder, Heather. I like that. That is a good reminder.
The mommy in me, you know. Let's get into the food, because this one really blew my mind. This East meets West. Tell me about this beautiful, amazing, fantastic company.
It is great. This is called Kitchens
of Africa.
And this is also another case that Geneva, the owner, has been pitching us for a few years. And like one bottle arrives and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with one bottle or something? Two things arrive. No, we like a gift set. You know, God is in the details. She has now listened to every Oprah broadcast and podcast. And she came back this year and said, I got it. I have the perfect gift set that Oprah's going to love. It is so beautiful. It's so pretty. I go, send it. I'd love to see it. And she really, it was spot on. And, you know, her story is quite interesting because she was going to school here abroad. And then her home is Gambia. And she couldn't go back because there was a military coup in her country. Mm. So she ended up staying in the United States. And when she would go food shopping, she noticed that there was a lot of Asian food out there and Thai food and Mexican food, but nothing that really was from her own country.
Yeah.
She created her own Tastes of Africa. And these sauces are yummy. You can just put it, they're very simple to use. So it's not like
that's what I love.
Exotic food. You put a dollop on grilled chicken, on some vegetables.
Yeah.
On
she did all the work.
She did all the work for you. And it's just a great gift. This I'm giving to people all the time.
First of all, you guys, for you people who are foodies, right, and chefs, or like want to give for someone who like loves food, but I got tired of cooking a little bit. She really did take the workout, the guest workout. Basically, everything goes in a skillet, and all the sauces are already pre-made. I'm trying to, and they're all from different parts of Africa, and she tells you where. But what's inside them is everything that you want to, that you don't want to make: the sweet caramelized onions, the roasted poblano peppers, the smoky paprika, the fresh ginger. All the hard stuff is in these beautiful prepared jars that you can just simmer over your shrimp or your chicken.
Yep.
Or your tofu, for that matter.
Even if you don't want to make it into like a whole thing, you could just spoon it right off the grill a piece of fish.
Bread.
On top of it. It's great on pasta. Some of these are really great even on pasta.
And then you can throw in what's in the kit. If you got some potatoes left over, you know, some carrots, you can chop them up and throw them in here. These are genius starter meals. And I agree with her. And I have had, you know, the fortune of going to Africa a couple times. And there is nothing like an African curry. And you can't get African curry in the United States. You can get every other kind of curry.
Right.
So I love this. I love this so much.
What else do you have there? What else do I have here?
Let me see. What else do I have here?
Did we send you Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls?
Yes, the books I wanted to talk about.
Both of your kids need to read this.
These are incredible.
These are great for tweens and teens so they could read it on their own. And it really is about introducing boys and girls to diverse stories.
Yes.
Of extraordinary young people under 30 years old.
Well, I was going to, this book.
Sort of all sorts of women from past and present. This one is all about young change makers that are really going to be future leaders in the United States.
This is incredible.
Not just even the United States. It's really beautiful. Women artists have helped create this. They're all different kinds of writers in here. They're really nice.
She says in the foreword, which I love about this, she says, this book is filled with visionaries who are proof that you can move mountains when you're dedicated and passionate. And she talks about when you read about these remarkable trailblazers, remember that you too can be a change maker with your actions every day. I love how they wrote this. Jess Hamilton and Matthew View. And, you know, they start with female basketball players and they go into, you know, inventors, young inventors and entrepreneurs. And so this also, I had pulled aside for Ella to bring to her babysitting.
And it's a thing. She could read it. That's
beautiful. Yeah. And, you know, it does. It kind of looks like geared toward girls just because it says Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls. But this is for everybody again.
Really,
we're constantly learning history of the great men and the great leaders. Well, women weren't. But now, like, you have young leaders. There's a mixture of all this. And it's so beautifully done. The inside, you know, when you get a check mark on a book from Oprah, you got to be doing the right thing. And they've done
that
just a beautiful.
Because we know how much Oprah loves to read, and it's not so easy for her to pick a book.
Definitely
not.
Pick
one book. It really means something.
And these are inspiring young change makers. And I just love that I have this book in my possession. I'm so excited. Well, now let's talk about, because we're talking about the book Goddess herself. Oprah is giving us, last year she gave us this amazing journal, and this year she's giving us the Life You Want, the Love and Happiness Journal.
Yeah.
And I'm going to open this one up because I want to
open it up because that's just the belly band, but it's
no,
pretty.
I want to open up the belly band. So in the belly band of the book, you guys, when I open up the book, The Life You Want by Oprah, in the belly band that wraps around the book, just as the packaging, there's a gorgeous graphic and it says the chance to love and be loved exists no matter where you are, Oprah. And it's a beautiful quote that you can hang up. You can even frame this. It's so beautiful. All right. So tell me about this.
You're amazing because you have noticed all these details that I labor over, that Oprah appreciates every bit of it. And you have noticed it because I'm, you know, like we work with some publishers and like, no one's going to notice it. I go, yes, they will. It's the same
thing.
Like you have a jacket with a pretty lining that maybe people don't see. You know, it's there and you feel special. The same kind of detail went into this journal.
I feel it. It feels energetic. It feels special, feels personal. It feels my own. And I didn't even write one thing in it yet. You know what I mean?
It is a workbook. And I really want people to understand this is a way to manifest the love you want in your life. Not only intimate love.
No.
it really is about working to have more fulfilling relationships, whether it's with family members, friends, coworkers, and look inside yourself.
Yes.
And that is what we are planning on doing with this journal.
It's
and actually, the most exciting part, starting in January, Oprah's going to hold virtual classes around each of these chapters. So you want this journal so that you could follow along. You could do some of the workbook stuff, exercises before you get online with Oprah.
That's incredible. I'm so happy that she's doing that. That's exactly what we need. We need more spaces of people that we can, that are giving us some guidance toward self-love is really what it comes down to, because
well, that's where it always starts with self-love.
Yes.
But everyone's looking outward to find a boyfriend, to find a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, whatever they're looking for. Look inside first. It all starts there. If you feel whole and complete, then you'll be able to attract people in your life that are similar, whether, again, it's for just an interpersonal relationship or a more intimate one. It doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right.
All relationships are the same.
No, they are. Absolutely. And they all, at the end of the day, they come down to you. They come down to yourself, your reactions to people, what you let in, if your heart is closed, if your heart is open. I just learned this recently. I've kind of been knowing it, Adam, and I know that you're going to be tapped into all this.
Listen to this quote that's in here. From Oprah, surround yourself with people who are only going to lift you higher.
Yes. That is such an important thing because, yes, because the other thing that I want to say about that is I also understand now at 52, my ripe old age of 52, that the beauty of this journey is exactly this. It's the experience. It's the aging. I can't teach my daughter Ella what I know at 52. I can share with her what I know, but we need the experience. We must have the experience of it to grow us into these wiser people. And it hit me. We were on a hike yesterday and I was talking to a new friend of mine, and he said to me, Isn't that what it's about after all, this human journey? We're here to continue to evolve and enlighten our soul, right? Yeah. And I love the teaching that, you have been able to do through, just all the experience that you've had. And as a friend, you've just so enlightened, the way you've seen the world and the beneficial, life and existence that you've been able to have by seeing the world through, women and women of color and, all of that stuff. I always value so much what you bring to the table, because you think a lot about what you do and you think a lot about what you say. And you're just such a, really are such a guiding light, Adam. So they're lucky to have you. I always say that, Oprah and Gail.
I appreciate it, because I will say, since day one when I came here to Oprah, I really felt very strongly, and we used to call it back then, the real woman, the everyday person, because I would watch the Oprah show and I saw who was in the audience, and she was every age, of every body type, from all across the country, truly. And I wanted to bring that to the magazine, and I felt it was very important. And even in the beginning, Oprah's like, really? You want to do fashion stories on real women? I go, yes, I do. I'm going to show you that I can do it. And she was like, wow, you were right. Like, so we were really always at the forefront of inclusivity, that it's called now. Back then, we just thought, this is our world. This is our crowd.
Yeah, and we're telling the truth, goddammit. We're breaking the barriers, and we're going to be loud and proud. And you did that. And having the team that, made Oprah Magazine what it is today, and, the channel and everything, it's just so fantastic. And I feel so fortunate to be a part, because I love what they pour into the world. And so we can get off this podcast and get everybody shopping, because we literally, you guys, dipped our toe in the water of this list.
I should talk about that, because we have 104 items. Truly, we have something for everyone, from a child to your grandma and everything in between. If you go to OprahDaily.com, you will find all of Oprah's favorite things list there. Or you can go to Amazon.com/Oprah and you will find it all there. They build us a beautiful store, and you could do all your one-stop shopping for everyone.
I love it. And just know that you guys, every single person on that list has been vetted and they work hard to get there. And Adam has met these people so many times, or he's found this amazing person at a craft fair in the Hudson Valley. So get after it, get on top of the holidays this year. Cause remember, we started this podcast telling you that time is our biggest asset. So get some of your shopping done and out of the way so you can really spend time with family and friends this season. I'm ready for it. I know Adam is, and then he's going on vacation.
I am ready for it. And I cannot stress enough what you just did. Try to shop early because there is still a supply chain issue. We're not listening on the news about it as much as we did this time last year, but things are still on back order.
Yeah.
We vetted everyone on this list. There is inventory today, but I do not know how long it will last. So I want people to shop early.
That's right. Because that is everything that we're talking about and every single thing on the list to the magazines on the newsstand, everything's available right now, but they're not going to be available forever. And I will say this, I always say this about shopping now, when you see something that you like for somebody, why would you ever wait? Because it may not be available then.
That is true. And then you may not find something better somewhere else. Truthfully, if you love it right then and there and you can afford it, and I'm going to say, and you could afford it,
then
right then and there.
Absolutely.
No one should go into hock buying gifts, truthfully. So even just buy a little something.
That's right.
Spend all of your money because we all have a lot of gifts to buy for people and it adds up.
It does. It really does add up. And the special people also, you could, the soap set, you could buy the box and you could give one soap out to everybody.
Exactly. Then you make it into a stocking stuffer, or you just do a little something.
They're amazing.
Your family gifts. This is the thing. Call your brothers, call your sisters, call your relatives. Do you want to go in on a gift?
And it'll
just cost X amount for all of us. I think something that has really special meaning is the most special gift out there.
I agree. And the other thing that I like that Oprah actually taught me is like hand cream is like the most beautiful gift that you can give someone. So like a little tiny gift, it's just the gift of giving. It's to say like, you're special. I cherish you. I was thinking about you. So it doesn't have to be extravagant.
No, you know, it has to be pretty. It has to be pretty. So it has to be a pretty hand cream.
Well, no, it has to be Oprah's favorite things.
You can Murphy and daughter's on its list because they did this pretty packaging for us.
Yes.
But yes, it could be just a hand cream. It's true.
Yes. And so that's the idea is, and that's what the list is. It's robust and vast with that. You could buy, you know, the whole box of soaps and give it to someone. It's beautiful. You can break them up or even the sauces, you know what I mean? You can give one to each friend and have a cooking night and each one uses their own jar. There's millions of ways to share and please get after it this season. I'm really excited about the season. I'm so excited to have Adam back with me. I can't wait to see you in person, give you a squeeze. Thank you for telling us where to find everything. You guys remember OprahDaily.com. And thank you so much to my guest, Adam Glassman. This is In My Heart. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. Be sure to subscribe and download us. We're going to be at you next week with a new episode. Thanks so much.